Rav Avram Jacobowitz, Slichas Night, Tovshin, Ayin, Aleph.
Ashkenaz on Matzoy Shabbos. It's a difficult thing to understand why we do it Matzoy Shabbos. Everything that we normally do when it has to do with the time of the year is always dependent upon the day of the monthly calendar. You don't do things on Sunday or Monday. You do it, either it's because it's Aleph Tishrei, or it's Yud Tishrei, or Tesvov, Nisan, and so on. There's an exception when it comes to Slichas. We know there's different shittas. Some say that we need 4 days before Shoshana, in order to make up the days that we cannot fast during a service in Tshuva. Others write that there's a chone for Rosh Hashanah 3 days before, that is not including the Rosh Hashanah. There are different calculations why we have slichas before Rosh Hashanah. But certainly, we all agree that you don't need more than 4 days. So this year it happens to be that we have 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. But even any other year, if Rosh Hashanah would be on a Monday or Tuesday, we start the Motzei Shabbos before. And question is obvious, why? In the Nusach HaTfileh, in the Slichas that will start soon, we say, Bemoitzoi Menucho Kidamnucho Tchilo. It's part of the way we do Slichas, that's part of the Nusach. And again, the question is, what is the connection of Motzei Shabbos to the beginning of Slichas? Even if we are to do 4 days, we can always start it in the morning, Sunday morning, the way we do mostly, most places during the rest of the days of Slichas. It's very interesting, we go through many Yom Tovim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, year after year, and many times the Yom Tov passes right over our heads. Pashet, we don't really get what is the idea behind it. One of the favorite stories that I heard recently, repeated a few times, is about this place that they had the contest, wanted to get a lot of people's attention, make a lot of money, so the contest was that they're going to invite great comedians and they're going to choose 10 people who are very tolerant and can really respond or not respond to the funniest jokes. And they built a staircase of 100 steps, and the game was that a comedian would say a joke and one of the contestants will go up a step for every joke that he's managing not to laugh. So the first contender went up there, he managed to go up 2 steps, and then he broke down, broke out in laughter. The second one made it up to 6, 7, 9. The ninth one made it up to the 12th step, but they just, that was it. Finally, the last one was truly an unbelievable fellow. He made it to the 15th step, and then to the 20th step, 80th step, and if he gets to the 100th step, the top, he gets $1 million, and everybody was so tense to see what's going to be. It's the 90th step, he's now the 99th step, and they take out the best comedian and he cracks a joke. And lo and behold, believe it or not, the fellow completely loses it and bursts in laughter. Thousands of people say, boo, 99 steps. He could have made $1 million one more. It's the same Yiddish, you can't time out and you couldn't hold it back. So he comes down, the interviewer says, what happened? You did so well. So the guy looks at the reporter straight in the eye and says, sir, you don't understand. When I was in the 99th step, I just got the first joke. So that's unfortunately what happens to many of us. We go through, we do a lot of rituals, and we fail to understand what it is. I'd like to discuss for a few moments the essence of the day which we are preparing for, called Rosh Hashanah. In the Torah, it really doesn't say the word Rosh Hashanah at all. The Torah speaks very little, in fact, about the day, which is the first day of the seventh month. The Torah says in Parshas Emor, "B'chodesh ha'shvi'i be'echod la'chodesh, yeh lochem shabosoin." It should be a day of rest. Zichron Truo Mikro Kodesh. If you remember, Zichron Truo. That's what it says. In Parshas Pinchas, it says, B'chodesh ha'shvi'i be'echod la'chodesh, Mikro Kodesh yelochem, kom leches avelo yisrasu, Yom Truo yelochem. It should be a day of Truo. That's basically what the Torah says about this great holiday, Rosh Hashanah, that even those who are not very much connected to Judaism still practice somewhat, some semblance of Rosh Hashanah. The Torah doesn't mention anything about the fact that it's Yom Adin Bechlau. Yom Truo, Zichron Truo. Chazal tell us, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Adin and it's Rosh Hashanah. It's a very secretive Yom Tov. Why is it so secretive? It's a pasuk, Asher Nisui Pesha, Ksui Chato. What is this day, Rosh Hashanah, historically? We know that there is a discussion in the Gemara when this world was created. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rosh Hashanah, B'tishrei Nivrei Olam, B'nissan Nivrei Olam. There's all discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim. L'maaseh the Rambam paskens that B'tishrei Nivrei Olam, and the Gemara says also, there's a discussion in the Gemara about it, according to whom do we go by when we say Zeh Hayom Tchilas Ma'asecho, according to Rabbi Elazar, B'tishrei Nivrei Olam. We say Ayoyim Haras Olam, today is the birthday of humanity, Haras Miloshin Hayroyim, Miloshin Hoyrim, it's the parenting day of the world. Al Koponim, we know whether it's also Machshove, the way Tesis wants to learn. The bottom line is, Rosh Hashanah is celebrated because Ze Ayoyim Tchilas Ma'asecho. Adam and Chava were created on this day. So what? Since the birthday of humanity. Many people don't know that the birthday is Bolan is for him, is a Yom Adin for the individual. People celebrate, make parties, they don't realize that it's the Yom Kippur. It's a full cycle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the person's cycle, it's Bodan is for him. But on Kolponim, the idea of Rosh Hashanah is that that is the day of the creation of Adam and Chava. And Chazal tell us, Bodan and Medrash, that Boy Bayoim Chotu, that was the same day of creation, the same afternoon they were already sinning. The sin of eating from the pre-Eitz Hadas, from the fruit of the tree of knowledge, was on the day of Rosh Hashanah. How was Adam and Chava created? How were they created? So it says in Pasuk Bereishis, Beis, Pasuk Zayin, it says, Vayitze Hashem Elokim Eso Adam Ofo Min Adam. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam from Ofo, sand, dirt of the earth. Vayipach Be'apov Nishmas Chaim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew in his nostrils a breath of life. Vayehi Adam LeNefesh Chaya. And Adam became into a living soul. Okay? There is a pasuk that says, Asher Ha'om Yoidei Sruah. Fortunate are the people that know Sruah. Hashem Be'oipo Necho Ya'alechun. Pasuk in Tehillim, Beites. Fortunate are the people. We are so fortunate. Yoidei Sruah. We know how to sound the sound of Torah. It's a very difficult pasuk to understand. Gentiles don't know how to sound Torah. They also know. I had a 5-year-old kid that knew how to blow shofar very well. So fortunate. Wow. Ashrei Yom Yoidei Sruah. You know why we're fortunate to be Jews? Because we know how to blow utu. Wow. What's that? What's a pshat? So the Medrash says, and Rashi calls the Medrash, Ashrei Ha'om She'yoydin Leratzois Leboilom Bitruo Berosh Hashanah. Fortunate are the people that know how to appease the Creator on the day of Rosh Hashanah through the sound of Truah. So what's the Medrash saying? More than we know before. It's a little better. We know already that it's not Stam knowing how to produce Truah, but it has to do something with Rosh Hashanah. But still, what's the pshat? What's the explanation? There's a machlokes in Gemara. Rather, in Shulchan Aruch, there's machlokes brought down on Chaim Tuf Tzadik. There is a machlokes over there whether you're supposed to blow the shvorim truo b'neshim o achas or b'shtei neshimos. Machlokes. We know you have to do both. First 30 kolos, second 30 kolos, to be yetzer all the days. But what in essence we learn from this halacha is that the way that you produce a truah is through the koyach haneshime. The shaila is, the question is, do you do it b'neshime achas or you do it b'shtei neshimos? How does one produce the sound of a truah? The sound of a truah is produced because we inhale air, we use the mechanism that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us, the miraculous mechanism of our lungs taking in air, and we hold it back. And then we take the shofar and we blow the air which is in our lungs out in the sounds of Tkiyah, Shvorim, Shvorim Truah, Tkiyah. What it says is Noira Voyam. It's unbelievable if people would know the secret of the Shofar. Voshteida, what does it say here? It's Hafner Vofele. What it says here is the following. Asheyom Yoidei Suo. Fortunate are the people who know Suo. What's Yoidim? To know, it says in Sforim, the Koyach HaYediyeh is Koyach HaChibur, the power to connect. Ve'ho'odom Yoda Eschavo Ishtoi. When Odom and Chavo became husband and wife, the Loshon is Yediyeh. They knew each other. The connection is called Yediyeh. The Ois Vav is called Vav HaChibur. Vav always connects. That's a letter of connection. In Sifrei Kabbalah, it's brought down that the Vav is Ois HaDas. Because Das in Chibur are Hobe Hotalye. It's one thing. You connect through knowledge. When you love someone, it's because you get to know them. Estrangement breeds hatred. Knowledge brings closeness. That's the Pshat Chibur. Says the Pasuk in Chazal B'chochmosom, Amedayik, the Diuk in the Lashon is Haflo Rofele. Ashrei Ha'om, we are fortunate. Why? Because Yoidei Suo. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Adam and Chava? Vayipach Be'apov Nishmas Chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it says in Sforim, Man de nofach min dilei nofach, mitoichoi nofach. If in the Shem is, the one who blows, it's like CPR. You're taking your breath and you blow it into the person who is breathless and you invest your breath into him. This is how you try to revive him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the first CPR. He took from his neshime keveyochu and he blew it into the nostrils of Adam, which at the time was Adam and Chava, as the Gemara says, Dupar Tzufinivu, Adam and Chava were two beings in one, like Siamese twins. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew that neshome ba'yipach be'apo in nishmas chayim. Vayei Adam le'nefesh chaya. This is how we became who we were. What was the chet of Adam HaRishon? The chet, the sin of Adam and Chava was that they betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nochosh told them, if you'll eat from the Pri Eitz Hadas, V'yisem Kelekim Yoidei Toivoro, you don't need God, you'll be God yourself. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates you, because Umon Soy Lebnei Umanusoy, that one who is a craftsman hates his competition. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at his competition, if you will eat, you'll be just like God. The venom of the Nochosh was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates you. Klal Yisrael is in Golus today. You know why? Because Klal Yisrael was choyte the Chayta Meraglim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was more angry at us than even Chayta Egel, which was Avedah Zoreh. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu reveals to us in the beginning of Dvorim, and he says, Klal Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know why you took us out of Mitzrayim? Ki besinas Hashem oisonu oitzionu me'eretz Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, the chutzpah, the audacity of Klal Yisrael. If the Torah wouldn't write it, we would be pashut forbidden from saying those words. But it says mefarish in the pasuk, ki besinas Hashem oisonu oitzionu Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates us. That's why he performed the Esrei Makos, the 10 Makos, the 10 plagues in Egypt. That's why he was splitting the sea for us. That's why he gave us the Torah, the greatest event in human history. The chutzpah is noiv avoyim. Ki besinas Hashem oisonu. I always ask the question, by Kabbalah Shabbos, you say, arboim shono kud bedoyim. And the chazan chants so nicely, arboim shono kud bedoyim. What is he saying there? 40 years I was angry at you. Why? Because I'm toyei leivavim. You went astray. Asher nishbati be'api. Here I open up the prayers for Shabbos. Asher nishbati be'api. Im yevo yom emenuchasi. I swore if you'll ever come to your resting place. Wow. What a nice introduction to Shabbos. Peleploim, the Novi in the Haftarah of Yom Kippur gives us a whole Musa speech. This is what I want from you. I want you to bow down your head. This is what I want from you. And the Rebbeinu Shalom comes to the Novi Yeshayim. What kind of a fest day is he expecting? To undo the entanglement of wickedness, to undo the bonds of evil. That's what he wants. Beautiful drasha, beautiful Musa, Emes. We know how Emes it is. But at the end of the drasha, the Novi Yeshayah reveals off completely to a different mahalach. The Novi says like this: In Toshin Mishabos Raglecho, Asois Chafotzecho, Yoim Kotchi, VeKoroso LaShabos Oilem. Ah, Osti Sanagal Hashem. Then everything will be great. What's going on here? What's the pshat? Osti Sanagal Hashem. I understand everything so far. But all of a sudden, what does Shabbos have to do with it? That doesn't say, Im Tishmor Shatnes, Im Lo Yisoych Al Trefes, Im Toshim, Shabbos HaGlecho, Kroso HaShabbos HaYinit. But the answer of the Kitzur is that the response, the Tshuvas HaMishkol, the counterforce to that great sin that we committed by rejecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love you, my Kinderlach. And Klal Yisrael says, you hate us. That's why the minhag is to start off with Arba'im Shono. Because the tshuva on that sin is the koroso la Shabbos Oilem. How can you fix that rejection by claiming that Hashem hates us? Oilem Shabbos is the ultimate proclamation of love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes life tough for us. He wants us to eat gefilte fish and cholent and chocolate cakes on Shabbos, a mitzvah. V'koros al Shabbos Oilem is the proclamation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that you love us. That's the ultimate tshuva. The greatest sin of Klal Yisrael is not so much the sin itself, but putting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a position that he had to send us to Golus, forcing a parent to inflict pain upon his own child is the greatest sin possible. Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't mindful on that. He was mindful on Chet HaEgel easier than Mechile on the Chet of the Meraglim. So the answer is, Arba'im Shana Ago Bedoil. The answer is, Lechodoy Dilikas Kalo, Neshabos Nekablo. This is the Tikkun HaChet. Klal Yisrael, Kumi, Oiri, Livshi Big Neisifat Echami. That's what we proclaim in Kabbalah Shabbos. That's the idea of Asheom Yoide Yisroo. Klal Yisrael is the representative of the world to be Mesaken, the head of Olam Chava. Reb Tzadok HaKohen Lublin speaks a lot about this Nekuda. Klal Yisrael is the Reishis Bishvilom Nivro Olam. We have the obligation to be Mesaken, the head of Olam Rishon. By Matan Torah, when he says Nasa v'Nishma, we accomplish that, unfortunately, only temporarily. Chazal say that Kshe'omdu Yisrael ala Sinai posko zu amosu yishel nokosh. When Klal Yisrael stood at Mount Sinai and said Nasa v'Nishma, the contamination of the nokosh ceased to exist. Until the Zohar HaKadosh says that Kshe'chotu be'egel is kozro zu amosu. But temporarily, for a moment, we had that clarity, that purity. What are we doing about Tkiah Shofar? You know what Tkiah Shofar is? Tkiah Shofar is like this. On the very same day that Adam and Chava got the breath of life, and the same day they betrayed the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with such blatant rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael takes the Shofar. And Klal Yisrael takes, inhales, and uses the power of breath, of breathing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, granted humanity that day. And he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all Elohim b'Yisroo, Hashem b'Kol Shofar, that you take the Shofar and you take that power of breathing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elohim neshomo shenosato b'tehoi roi. I know that you gave it to me, and my life is all yours, I'm willing to give it all back to you in that day. That's the soid of Akedas Yitzchok. It's brought down the Rishon, the Akedas Yitzchok was boy by Yom Rosh Hashanah, it's over in the Parsha. What was Akedas Yitzchok? Yitzchok went on the altar and he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Neshama shenosata b'tohoyri, v'atrosit litla mimeni, you want to take it now, take it. It's all yours. Is there a wonder why we use the shofar sheyodim leratzos leboyrom? The Lashon Chazal leboyrom, not la Kodesh Baruch Hu, not la Hashem, leboyrom b'Rosh Hashanah b'truo. We know the secret how to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu through the power of truo. Motzei Shabbos, after we proclaim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'korosol HaShabbos Eileg, the Sefer Leket Yosher connects also the union of Simcha of Shabbos to approach v'ashras HaShechina Slicha, should be v'ashras HaShechina through Simcha. But the idea we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that you love us and we love you. Ani ledoidi ledoidi li. What's Ani ledoidi? I am to my beloved. I'm completely to my beloved. How? I show through the shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is your breath, it's your life, I'm willing to give it to you, it's all you. B'chol levovcho, b'chol nafshecho, afilu u'noiter es nafshecho, even when you take my soul, I still love you. B'moitzoy Shabbos, moitzoy menucho, kidam nucho tchilo. What happened to Adam Arishon? What happened to Adam Arishon? Adam Arishon and Chavo, that day, it says, they sinned. Friday night, it says in Medrash, the sun did not go down completely. Not to frighten Adam and Chava after the sin. Moitzoy Shabbos, it says, Adam and Chava were frightened to death. It's the first time they ever experienced darkness. Says the Medrash that Adam was sitting and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Adam is mitztayer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu zimen le'yodov avonim. He was playing in the sand. And he had some flintstone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezamen to him, some flintstone, he saw sparks. And he had an idea, wow, a human being can also make his own light. Before we thought only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can produce light. Why do we light Avdol candle? Because of that light that Adam lit Motzei Shabbos. But what's the message of it? We say, Amavdil min kodesh lechoil, chatoiseinu hu yimchoil. What does it have to do? Motzei Shabbos, Amad B'Kodesh Lechoil, Chatoiseinu Yimchoil, what's the Shaykhes? Motzei Shabbos is the first time that Adam Arishon learned Hilchas Teshuvah. He learned, he was Moideh Misvadeh on Shabbos Toiv, Lehoidus Lashem was Loshno Ido, it says, he was Misvadeh. But the idea of practically how to do Teshuvah, Motzei Shabbos, Adam learned, if I live in a world of darkness, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't send me any light, what should I do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't send them a light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them flintstone. That if you are surrounded with darkness around you, you should know that you can light your own candle. That's the idea of tshuva. It's dark around us. We don't know. What should we do? Light your own. That's the message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see you ishtadlis. Who lights the candle? Really? Moira Eish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lights it. But I want you to start it. You started. And this is the pshat. That's the connection of Motzoi Shabbos. Motzoi menucho kidam nucho tchilo. Kidam nucho tchilo. Kidam nucho tchilo. We take the first step, Motzoi Shabbos, of Ani Ledoidi. And maybe we expect you to come on to us with doidi li. That's why in Sliches we say we cry out HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aneshom Oloch Ve'aguf Sheloch. What's Aneshom? All of a sudden we speak about Aneshomis. Aneshom Oloch, that breath that you gave us. Loch Ve'aguf Sheloch Haseh Lema'an Shmecho. That's the beauty of it. And a person should always know that when he lights the light, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him. I'll just close with this one beautiful. I once heard a story, not in the same context, but I learned from a tremendous, tremendous Musa. The story about this farmer that never was in the big city, came to the big city. He had a rich friend who invited the big city. So he told him, came in the day, took him around. At night he was busy. He told him, you know what? Here are the keys to my car. Take my car. Go around town, have fun, see what the city looks like at night. A guy doesn't know, he has a tractor in his farm. He only works during the day, a few hours with the tractor. He goes to sleep. He doesn't know any fancy things. So he comes to the car, then he comes right back to the fellow. And the gentleman says to him, I don't understand what happened. So he said, you know what? I came to the car, but I realized it's dark outside. How am I going to drive in the darkness? So he says to him, my foolish friend, you know, on the left side there's this lever, you know, it used to have this thing that you pull out and the light comes on. Now today there are different buttons. He says, pull the lever, you'll see there's lights. Okay, so the guy goes back, and a few minutes later, he comes back. He says, Rosh Hashem, what happened? He says, you know, I followed your instructions, and I turned on the light, but it's a strange thing, because I noticed that the light goes only like 50 feet ahead. But after that, it's dark. What's going to be when I get there? Says to him, he's been my foolish friend, the farmer, the fashtes nishkaninian. You don't understand, when you turn on the light and you go with the light will go with you wherever you go. That's the pshat toiro oir. That's the pshat koech hatshuve. If a yid lights a candle and he keeps it with him, there's nothing to worry about. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that's the David Hashem oiri. Oiri is the Rosh Hashanah. Oiv is Rosh Hashanah. A person has to feel the light of Rosh Hashanah. Avada there is Eimas Adin. Of course there is Eimas Adin. But if we go through it with the approach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my light, and if I take my light with me, it will never be dark for me again. Let's hope in Schus that Phyllis and the Kavones and the Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, because that will have a shown to everyone in the circle.